Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we are heading to the hub community of Dillingham in Bristol Bay.
My name is Wanda Fulton, and I'm from Dillingham, Alaska. I kind of do odd jobs in the community.
My name's Stephanie McCumber. I am the fire office assistant.
Dillingham looks like a fishing community. You fly in, you notice the small boat harbor with boats in it in the summer and boats all alongside it in Peter Pan's boatyard during the winter.
We're located on the Bristol Bay, the Nooshigak region. We've got lovely bay in the front, and we've also got the Woodtickchick State Park behind us with mountains and lakes.
Here in Dillingham, our big employers are probably the school district and Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation with Kanakanak Hospital and various government agencies like Fish and Game. Summer times can be beautiful, and they can be very cold and rainy. And days like this year, where we've had sunshine, people like to go out hiking. The bike trail is just filled with people biking and moms pushing babies in their strollers, and people love to berry pick.
What I think is unique is how we've got, waters in the front bay where you can go out salmon fishing. You also have access to the mountains in the back, so you can also go hiking or boating in a lake if you would like. There's a lot of cabins up here which are nice to have access to in the wintertime by a snow machine. Right now, mainly it's the Pebble Mine, where they're trying to situate the Pebble Mine. The runoff waters would run into our region, and that's upsetting a lot of people who have not only grown up and lived here, but to a lot of other people who come in and try to fish in our waters as well.
Wanda Fulton and Stephanie McCumber live in Dillingham, Alaska. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Alex Duware, Kristen Spack, Annie Fite, and Robert Woolsey. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Shaylin Cochran.